Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonald is in Orlando today. He's been in the job since July. The former CEO of Procter & Gamble has made reforming VA bureaucracy his top goal. That message has been drowned out lately as controversy surrounds comments he made to a homeless vet that he served in the Special Forces, even though he didn't. He did speak with reporters today, including 90.7's healthcare reporter Abe Abaraya, who joins us now at Medical City in Lake Nona. Hello, Abe.
Good afternoon, Crystal. I'm sitting here outside the VA Medical Center's outpatient clinic. The VA secretary spoke with reporters for about 20 minutes, and I'll tell you, when I was inside, you could still smell the fresh paint in this facility.
Now, let's start by addressing the controversy surrounding McDonald. A video has surfaced of him telling a homeless veteran that he had served in Special Forces when he had only trained as an Army Ranger. What did McDonald say today?
Yes, this has been likened to a Brian Williams-esque incident. McDonald was speaking with a homeless veteran and talked with him about being in Special Forces. McDonald graduated from West Point, and he did complete training as an Army Ranger, but he never served as a Ranger. Today, McDonald apologized, and he talked about the need to rebuild trust with the veteran community. That trust, he said, is crucial to having a good customer service relationship with veterans.
In May, an audit found that senior managers in the VA were manipulating wait time records and that dozens of veterans had died while waiting for care. Did that come up today at today's conference?
It did. Now, it's worth noting that locally, 94% of veterans are able to get an appointment within 30 days, but that remaining 6% is still about 6,700 veterans who are waiting. And I'm told that oftentimes, these veterans are waiting for specialty services that can be harder to access. That percentage hasn't declined in any significant way since October. McDonald said he was not able to talk about local numbers, but he said nationally, wait times are down, but more work needs to be done. And this new VA hospital in Orlando will go a long way towards combating those wait times.
I understand Timothy Luzzard, the local head of the VA, was also there. What did he say about wait times?
Luzzard pointed out that while wait times haven't dropped locally, the amount of vets they see has increased. So while he wants to see the number dropped, he's glad it isn't increasing while waiting for the new hospital to open.
The VA secretary was here to tour the new VA hospital. Abe Abaraya, what's the latest there?
Well, we're here on the 65-acre site, and for a little bit of scale, that's more than twice the size of Wet n Wild in Orlando. Construction of the massive hospital is basically done, and some patients started being seen for primary care at the facility this week. But it's still going to be into the summer before the clinic and hospital are fully operational. Officials are starting with the clinic side, then the ER and the inpatient hospital will open last, and that's because those are new to the area.
And that facility is years behind schedule and millions of dollars over budget.
Absolutely. It's been years of fighting between the contractor and the VA. The contractor blames faulty designs and a convoluted system for getting those design changes fixed as the main reason for delays. The VA blames a lack of workers for the delays. In the end, there's a civil lawsuit still ongoing as to who will pay for those cost overruns, and the VA or taxpayers. McDonald today said the VA is reforming that construction system so the kinds of delays veterans have seen here won't be repeated nationally. But McDonald stressed the need for new facilities, saying most facilities are more than 50 years old, and with changing demographics, especially the number of women serving in the military, there will be needs for more construction.
Abe Abaraya, what have you heard from veterans now that it's starting to open?
Veterans we've spoken to are very excited about the level of services and the quality of care they're expecting at this hospital and clinic. It's about the size of the Mall at Millenia. This facility will not only be a place to get care, it's also a monument to service. I've been inside the hospital while construction was still ongoing, and the scale of it really is staggering.
And that's not the only construction going on at the new VA. Did VA Secretary McDonald also get a look at the new SimLearn Center?
You could actually see the multi-million dollar simulation center coming out of the ground from where the press conference was held. Orlando has been a simulation and training hub for decades, and VA officials are tapping into that know-how and workforce to create this new center. It'll serve as a hub to train doctors and nurses, kind of a train-the-trainer system. McDonald said by the end of this year that the facility will be open and that these kinds of partnerships will amplify the VA's ability to reach veterans.
Abe Abaraya, thank you for bringing us up to speed with the VA Secretary's visit to Orlando.
Thank you.
That's 90.7's healthcare reporter Abe Abaraya live after a press conference with VA Secretary Robert McDonald in Orlando. This is 90.7 News.
Support for 90.7.